You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. January 9th is a very special day for me because 4 years ago today, I was my first broadcast. 4 years ago, January 9th, it was a Saturday. I was at KLAV Studios. I bought some airtime. It was very inexpensive considering what airtime could have cost at the time to put myself on air and answer people's medical questions. I basically started the show telling people, I hope I have a copy of the show. I'm sure I have it somewhere. Telling people, you know, look, the recession had just started and, you know, what do you need from me? Here I am. And here I am 4 years later, bigger and stronger. I mean, many of you have, you know, pleaded that I go off the air. Some of you have asked, to make the content more interesting. But I think we did a pretty good job, and I think we are. So here's to another 4 years. And honestly, I couldn't have done it without you guys. So thank you guys. 4 years in radio is actually a very, very small amount of time. You know, it's a blink of the eye. You know, most broadcasters that are as lucky as I am have been doing it for 25 plus years. And so I am so, so grateful, because if it wasn't for you guys, if it wasn't for GCN, it wasn't for KLAB and KDWN and XM Satellite Radio and all the other affiliates that we have, nobody would be listening to me. And of course, thank God. So, and my family for support. So this is really cool. Birthday party, no cake. Sorry, we got no cake, no alcohol. We're just gonna kind of sit there and blow the horn. I was going to be giving you guys a pop quiz, but because it is my birthday not my personal birthday, you know, I only turned 29 once. It's just the show's birthday. We decided not to give you guys a pop quiz, but there is going to be one coming later in the week. So just make sure you guys study. All right. We've been watching this New York City ferry crash that has thus far, the number has been 57 people have been injured, one in critical condition. If some of you listen to my show delayed, I apologize if the number is even different. But as of now, this is the information that we have. Apparently, it's a high-speed commuter ferry slammed into a lower Manhattan dock. Was it Pier 11? I'm not sure which pier. Injuring 57 people on board. Officer Sophia Tassi, who's a spokesperson for the NYPD, says the Sea Streak Ferry is a commuter run from New Jersey to Lower Manhattan along the East River. It's an 8 a.m. ferry that crashed at about 8:43. Passengers said that there was really nothing odd about this commute. Everything just seemed to be as usual. You know, one passenger was asleep, and Allison was asleep, and I'm sorry, not Allison. I'm getting a text. I'm getting a text from my office about one of my staff people. I'm sorry. Unfortunately, one of the passengers, like I said, asleep, and then woke up, and it was like a huge crash. What happens though, usually on these ferries, are people, get ready to hop off, because if they need to be at work by 9, I mean, they take the 8 a.m. ferry. I mean, you know, New Yorkers, they're very good with time management. I mean, they know the commute. They know what they have to do in rush hour, so they got on the boat at 8, or supposed to get off at about 8:43, 8:40, 8:45, and then hopefully get to work by 9. From what I understand, because this is Lower Manhattan along East River, that's near Wall Street. And so just enough time to walk and get to work and where you need to go. But people don't want to wait and lose the extra few minutes behind other people getting off the ferry. So people got ready. People were standing up, just like you do on the subway, just like you do any other place in Manhattan. You get ready to go. And from what we understand, many of the people on the stairs, many of the people standing up were catapulted. All right. Fire Department Commissioner Sal Cassano said two people were critically injured and that many of the injured were taken to hospitals in Manhattan and Brooklyn. There were 326 people on board, including 5 crew members. Many people are asking, well, what was going on with the captain? From what I understand, he was, as soon as it happened, immediately went to help everybody. So we were, I don't think he fell asleep at the wheel. I don't think it was a stroke or a heart attack, because he seemed to be lucid and coherent enough to come down and help. It was one of those two-story ferries. Apparently, there have been firefighters, emergency technicians there all day. I guess a huge hole now is in the ship. From what we understand, it struck the loading barge. Now, there was the reason why many of us are just kind of chilled by this is we remember the ferry accident that happened a few years ago in New York where somebody was beheaded and people were killed. I mean, that ship, and I forget what had happened to the captain. If I remember correctly, who was steering it and operating it, from what I understand, I think had slumped over or had some sort of a loss of consciousness. I need to relook that up. But, you know, when I had heard today that we had this ferry accident, the first thing I thought of is, oh, my gosh, you know, was anybody beheaded? You know, what happened? I'm not too sure what's going on with the critically injured patient. But they said the people who were sitting were less hurt. Most of the people that got hurt were the ones who were thrown off. So our prayers with the families, and I hope that we don't hear of any more. I hope we don't hear of any more injuries on that. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We got a lot to talk about on today's show. Sugary soft drinks may actually raise depression. Coffee may decrease it. So we're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about an herbal remedy that may act as good as Viagra. We're also going to be talking about a stomach pump, I don't know if I like this, that actually sucks the food straight out of the belly so dieters can basically, I think, bulimic style eat what they want. Not sure if I like that. Looks like there's another company who thinks that they could have packaged bread last 60 days if they microwave it. I remember we covered the story a while back. And then, let me see, superfoods. This is an important one. A researcher has said that many of the antioxidants that we are taking, right, because we thought we're supposed to stop the free radicals to prevent cancer, this researcher is saying, hold the phone. We may actually need those free radicals. And for those of you loading up on antioxidants, these may actually have caused more cancers than prevented. So this is going to change our whole thinking on diet and cancer. So don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
My name is Stephen Hewer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He has become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he has made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorldWHEY.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, the liberal media was abuzz with Jared Show Arpaio and his Arizona Maricopa County posse that are patrolling. I believe they started this week to protect the students that have gone back to school. From what we understand, Arpaio's has not only his multiple sheriffs and his crew, but he also has posse volunteers. From what we understand, many parents are extremely happy. Liberal media is reporting some parents are upset. I guess what CNN was trying to say today was that some of the people on Sheriff Joe's volunteer squad had criminal histories. He had said on CNN there were only two out of thousands, and those people had done their time or their records were expunged, etc. So I'm not really too sure what the criminal history was on two of the volunteers. But from what we understand, the other volunteers have had at least hours worth of training. I think he said a 100-hour course. And they're very well trained. I guess volunteers will patrol schools and towns that fall under the sole jurisdiction of sheriff's office. Places like Cave Creek, Anthem, Fountain Hill, Sun City, Litchfield Park, Gila Bend, Carefree, Queen Creek, and Guadalupe. He says that amounts to 50 grade, middle, and high schools. I guess he first started using his posse to protect malls during the holiday shopping season in 1993 in response to violent incidents in prior years. Since then, he said malls where his posse members are on patrol have had zero violent reoccurrences, and patrols by all his volunteer squad during the 2012 shopping season netted a record 31 arrests. He thinks since his posse program has worked so well in malls, that it'll work extremely well for the schools. There are 3,000 people, a part of Sheriff Joe's posse, I guess what they call them, while all of them are volunteers, even paying for their own guns and equipment, they are insured by the Maricopa County, I believe, Sheriff's Office. The county would therefore likely be on the hook for any liability if some kind of accident happened during a school patrol. Again, they say no accidents have happened during the mall protection over the last 20 years, and he looks like he's on top of it. From what I understand, one of the major criticisms is that we had heard from some of the liberal media is that some of the children may look at the police and be anxious, which, again, was something that was discussed about a week or two ago, where many children actually like police officers. I think they're cool, and, you know, police officers have been doing, for decades, a PR campaign with kids to not be afraid of the police. I mean, most kids, they see a police officer, you know, walking around, it's like, hi, how's it going? I mean, actually, to me, it would make it feel more safe. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens, but I grew up in Maricopa County. I grew up in Phoenix. And, I moved to Vegas in 81, but back and forth between Phoenix and Vegas we lived. And, it's desert out there. It's beautiful desert. It's kind of cowboy. I felt safe. It's very dark, though, at night. One thing I notice about Phoenix is it's very, very dark. Okay, Vegas, I live in Las Vegas, Nevada, and I live before you get to Summerlin. I don't live in Summerlin, but, I mean, the streets are so lit. I mean, there are lights, street lights everywhere. So even when you drive around neighborhoods, in many parts of Las Vegas, it's very lit. One thing I remember about Phoenix is you didn't go out at night because the ranch-style homes that would be, a lot of one-stories, not that many two-stories. I remember where I was living. You know, most homes were like one-stories. That's the way they were built in the 50s and 60s, et cetera. And that's, we lived in 20, 30-year-old homes, depending on where we lived. Very dark in between each house. I mean, if the house didn't have any floodlights in front of, you know, the walkway or on the landscape, and if they didn't have much landscape, it was very dark house to house. And so when we would go trick-or-treating, we always went in groups because, again, I mean, there could be a lot of shadows, etc. But overall, though, we still felt pretty safe. And I remember the Maricopa Police Department was pretty damn good even back then. So it'll be interesting to see. But from what I understand, people are welcoming this idea that we have a major city with at least 50 schools, and they already have their acts together with upping security. You know, it's interesting because when you hear when I heard is it Ashley? I forget the CNN anchor. You could see some of her bias. I think she does very well for what she does. But of course, you know, CNN, you're gonna get the left bias. Fox News, you'll get the right bias. That's just something we know. But you know, one thing that she had brought up, and what a lot of people have brought up, is, oh my gosh, why are we fighting gun violence with guns? You know, why would we have the sheriff's office patrol? She didn't say that per se, but she seemed a little shocked and questioning Sheriff Joe why we would have, more armed personnel. All right. And the reason why I'm kind of confused that people would be shocked is, I mean, what happened when President Kennedy was shot? When President Kennedy was shot and assassinated, we immediately moved to bulletproof cars, no more convertibles, and we upped security. Okay? You know, movie stars, the president, Senator Harry Reid, I mean, you up security. When Israel had terrorist attacks and when Israel had hostage crises, you up security. Why isn't anybody, shall I say, referring this to increasing security? Instead, we have a different twist on what's happening, and people are saying that if there's going to be armed guards or police officers circulating schools, it's increasing the guns in the vicinity and trying to fight gun violence with more guns. I don't understand that. So increased security can occur for the Academy Awards whenever President Obama comes to town. We aren't supposed to increase security after a school shooting. Why are people so against that? If you have a sheriff's department that is going to spend its resources on protecting our little kids, say thank you. Say thank you and let them happen. I mean, most of the complaints we've always had about our police force, if we've ever had any, and I don't see why anybody would complain because I think our first responders and our police force are amazing and God bless them. But, you know, one of the biggest complaints is, well, where were they? Where are they when you need them? Well, now they are going to be available for school. And if they don't have enough people on their team, they have recruited and trained volunteers. And from what I understand, these volunteers have had background checks or being supervised. And so we're upping security and there's critics? What do you want? You want somebody out there with an olive branch waving it, hoping a gunman or a person with a knife or a sword isn't going to come into your kid's school? How is an olive branch going to protect these kids? If the police want to be there and they're volunteers, hell yeah. Bring it on. And all I could say is thank you for putting your lives on the line to protect our kids. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, speaking of kids, it's interesting. There's a report today saying California has fewer kids and more elderly. All right. Remember I told you we have an anti-baby boom where we've had less and less children? All right. Well, now, I mean, we're having the states reported. Right now, they say the number of children in California is on the decline and the number of elderly is on the rise. Fewer people are moving to California. We know there's a huge exodus out of California because of the high taxes and the way some of the things are going politically. And, you know, from what we understand, they say that the number of younger children fell 10% by more than 187,000 people, or 3.6% from 2000 to 2010. And they think the number of children living in California could drop 100,000 more by the year 2020. Not that the children grew up to be adults, so it's just more children in the system. They say we're shrinking our base while we're growing our top, which is not sustainable. That's what we've been saying, people. We're not economists, and we've been telling you guys in California that with all the illegal issues you guys have and all the money that you guys are spending on entitlements in your state, you know, how are you going to do this? They say birth rates have been falling in the state for about two decades, but what is different now is that the number of people coming to California from other states and countries have declined. So you're not really getting the extra reinforcements. One in three Californians were below 18 years old in 1970, but only one in five will be in that age group by 2030. But Californians older than 55 are expected to rise in the next two decades. I mean, I gotta admit, when I looked at, California, I mean, some of the most amazing weather. I mean, San Diego, for crying out loud, some of the best weather in the country. If I was older with arthritis, absolutely, I would want to live there. But you need the kids to sustain it and pay the taxes. Don't go away. Let's talk about antioxidants and how you guys may be hurting yourselves. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com Click on freeze-dried foods and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
HempUSA.org has a newly designed website and a new and improved detoxification product. Order our new Microplant Powder Gold loaded with vitamins, minerals, iodine, and probiotics. And we'll send you our travel-size Microplant Powder absolutely free. Microplant Powder only at HempUSA.org. Call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. And see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you only at HempUSA.org. Point this offer ends January 31st.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI on the fourth birthday of the Dr. Dolly Show. Happy birthday to us. Dr. Dahlia's show aired for the first time January 9th, 2009, and we have been rocking it ever since. If it wasn't for you guys, we wouldn't be where we are today. So thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials today. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, and please follow us on Facebook. Just type in the Dr. Dahlia Show on Facebook. You'll find us. That's me. That's me being all nice and happy. Right? I mean, if I took the picture of the way I really look, right, without any touch-ups, you guys wouldn't want to listen. Is that, everybody says, all right, you know, for radio, you don't really need to look good, right? You know, you have a face for radio. But people really want to know that their host is still somebody that you could look at. I mean, it's you know, some people said I had to see what you look like before I could listen anymore. And when they saw me, I mean, you would think they would be like, oh, hell to the no. But that's me. But yes, I did have to have, I have a little bit of a chipped tooth. And in that picture, I'm probably not supposed to tell you all this, but in the picture, the photographer is so amazing, Linda Q Photography. You can't tell that my tooth was chipped. You know, that was the biggest of the touch-ups. And I do, I have a chipped tooth. And, you know, when you guys see me on Pawn Stars later this season, you'll probably be like, oh, there it is. So I'll try not to smile too much. The problem is I giggle too much. I got to stop that. Okay, superfoods can actually make cancer more likely. What? Okay, this is probably one of the biggest medical headlines today, but it's one of these headlines that we really don't want to talk about because it could absolutely blow our whole direction that we've been taking to stop cancer. James Watson says the cure for many cancers will remain elusive unless scientists rethink the role of antioxidants, which include vitamin pills and foods such as blueberries and broccoli. Remember a year and a half ago, I said blueberries are the new superfood. They're supposed to help memory, fight cancer, etc. More so for memory. I don't think I tell you guys to eat blueberries and broccoli to fight cancer. I usually tell you guys to eat like the potassium-rich foods and the, you know, the peppers and the and more of the rich, vibrant-looking food. But they say that these anti-cancer superfoods and supplements not only do not prevent the disease, but may actually even cause it. And the scientist James Watson, is he the same scientist that discovered the structure of DNA? Okay, so this guy is pretty, I mean, he's pretty smart. Okay, this is somebody we may need to listen to. All right, Mr. Watson says that these antioxidants that we thought, you know, boost health by mopping up these free radicals, these oxygen molecules that are made, may actually be an inhibitory factor when we're trying to treat cancer. And depleting these free radicals by using antioxidants could actually be a no-no. He believes that free radicals, which we thought were bad this whole time, he believes they not only keep disease cells under control, but they are also pivotal in making many cancer drugs like radiotherapy effective. I mean, cancer drugs plus radiotherapy and radiation. So he is 84 years old. He's a Nobel laureate. And I think he is the one that was able to identify the structure of DNA. He thinks antioxidants have caused cancers more than they have prevented them. He says, for as long as I have been focusing on the curing of cancer, well-intentioned individuals have been consuming antioxidant nutritional supplements as cancer preventatives, if not therapies. In light of recent data strongly hinting that much of late-stage cancer's untreatability may rise from its possession of too many antioxidants, the time has come, he says, to seriously ask whether antioxidant use much more likely causes cancer than prevents cancer. Now, we have been talking about your sweet potatoes. For example, sweet potatoes, a lot of vitamin A, healthy food. Kiwi fruit has your polyphenols, a lot of vitamin C. So you got great heart disease troops and antioxidant activity because of vitamin C. Goji berries have vitamin C even more than oranges. Green tea, they say, mops up free radicals. We've been talking about green tea for cancer. Blueberries high in vitamin C. We've also, you know, talked about that of blueberries regarding memory enhancement. Broccoli high in vitamin C, vitamin K. And so he says a number of studies that have found antioxidants like vitamins A, vitamin C, vitamin E, and selenium do not have effectiveness in preventing stomach cancer or lengthening life. Now, he's American, all right? As these studies are coming out, many of us who are just here in the regular public are going, okay, so what the heck am I supposed to do? All right. You know, we were told that cancers are, yesterday, I had told you that cancers are starting to go into a slump, which is good. We're starting to slow down on our cancers, except, of course, for head and neck. Head and neck cancers are on the rise because of the HPV virus and the HPV virus causing head and neck cancer, throat cancer, in addition to smoking, alcohol, genetics, etc. So here we are thinking, well, we're doing something right. And all of a sudden we have somebody who is a huge icon in the scientific field saying, whoa, 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 whoa. Now, why would I even waste your time on this if this could be so preposterous? Because I don't think he could be half wrong. You know, my problem with us trying to fix nature, we always see it bite us in the butt. Now, if our body produces free radicals, all right, yes, sometimes we could have something that isn't in check, and that's how cancer cells, that's how we get cancer. We have a cell that goes rogue, our either our tumor necrosis factor or our body's ability to fight it is weakened. We aren't able to fight it. The cancer starts to go rogue, multiply until the body can't fight it anymore. All right. And, you know, one thing that we've discussed is, let's say, you know, the melanin in our skin. All right. Our body knows how to protect itself against the sun, sometimes not completely effectively, because we do get skin cancer, many of us. But what does our body do? Well, when our body realizes it's getting sunlight or sun damage, immediately the melanocytes or the melanin in your skin produce and try to form a protective barrier. You tan, you form freckles, you make moles, etc. And that's a defense mechanism. Now, is that defense mechanism in play because of the free radical actions that occur when you do have damage? So, you know, with him saying, okay, hold the phone here, maybe we may not want to combat the free radicals. Maybe the reason why our body has that negative, you know, stereotypical free radical is because it actually is a positive in allowing us to mount the response that we need to mount. We do know that sunlight hurts the skin, causes free radicals, and then your body kicks in its defense mechanism. What if the free radicals are key to our defense mechanism? We try to stop it with antioxidants. Now, nobody, including myself, is going to say, well, don't eat healthy. I mean, my gosh, you want to get your vitamin C, you want to eat a healthy diet, fruits and vegetables, you can't go wrong. But maybe we need to slow down on popping the pills and popping those supplements. I mean, I've never heard of somebody eating broccoli getting cancer, right? I mean, nobody should be eating broccoli 10 times a day. You know, I mean, eating fruits and vegetables is standard. You need to do that. But, you know, maybe us having these pill forms of these vitamins, could it be doing more harm than good? I wouldn't doubt it. I mean, I wouldn't think that idea was preposterous. I would definitely raise an eyebrow and want more information on that. You know, when we hit the vitamin craze, we went crazy with it. And some of us were like, wait a second. You know, should we put, I mean, if we're going to be natural, should we just put the natural food in our body? Should we not be making these vitamins with these substrates because we don't know what we're getting? So even though I still recommend daily multivitamins to my patients and supplementing your vitamin D if you're low, this is kind of something to think about. So very interesting study. Don't go away. Soda's causing depression and coffee fixing it. 1-877-DOC-DALY. Everybody, Dr. Dahlia here. Now listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035.
877-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics. And don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking with LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge. You'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of world wide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, and please follow us on Facebook. And we are booking for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Cannot wait. We have such a great group, and we still have rooms and cabins available. So please check that out on my website at drdahlia.com. Don't forget we have our iPhone app and we have our Android app. It's free. You can listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show anytime you like and learn a lot.
Now, I apologize if I'm having a brain fart. A few months back, we're talking about a company that thought that they could keep bread mold-free for 60 days. Now, today in the news, it's been all over the news that there's a company with a fresh idea to keep bread mold-free for 60 days. But we talked about this a few months ago, unless it was a completely different company. All right. And if I could remember correctly, it wasn't a company in the States. So hopefully this is as new as everybody's claiming it is. All right. Apparently a Texas company has come up with a way with MicroZap, I guess, technology that allows bread to stay mold-free for 60 days. MicroZap Inc. claims that if bread is bombarded with these microwaves for about 10 seconds, it kills the mold spores. Chief Executive Officer Don Stoll, he said the process could eliminate bakers' needs for preservatives and ingredients used to mask preservatives' flavor, as well as reduce food waste and increase bread's shelf life. I can't stand that after a week or two, our bread starts to get moldy. And keep in mind, I live in Las Vegas, Nevada. We are one of the driest cities in the United States. And hell yeah, we get mold. Researchers at Texas Tech University also see using the technology in bread made in developing countries where there's fewer food safety guidelines. Spoilage is a problem as well. I mean, imagine also, you know, world hunger. If a loaf of bread could last 60 days, we waste so much food. I forget the statistic, but I don't know how many tons of food we throw out every year in America, in Britain, in Europe, in these highly developed countries. And imagine if bread could last longer, it'll save money, etc. So they say after 60 days, researchers found that the treated bread with the microwaves that remained packaged had the same mold content when compared to a freshly baked loaf. So even though it'll mold, it'll take longer to mold. This isn't appetizing. I still don't want to eat any bread right now. Estimates from the National Resources Defense Council this year indicated that in 2008, in-store food losses in the United States totaled an estimated 43 billion pounds, 10% of all food supplied to retail outlets. Unrefrigerated bread and plastic packaging, they say, will usually mold in 10 days. So again, if you could put that off for a couple months, heck yeah. Researchers with the university tested the MicroZap on three different mold types. I would love to use a MicroZap on my patients with genital warts. I mean, can you imagine? I don't know if you have to stick it in the microwave or if with the bread, I mean, there's a way to like zap it like with a laser, but that would be great because honestly, these genital warts that my patients get, they are really, really recalcitrant. And I mean, if this sucker can stop mold for 2 months, imagine what it could do to HPV virus. Okay. Anyway, they say basically researchers with the university tested the MicroZap on three different mold types on breads inside plastic bags with twist ties, and the microwaves destroyed each one. But there are characteristics that the zapping won't improve. It won't keep bread from going stale. As for touch, firmness, and flavor, after 60 days, a scientist has its doubts. Well, yeah, okay. I mean, I think I could keep a loaf of bread fresh for a couple weeks in my house as long as it doesn't mold. I mean, we got to have it in a very dry environment. You need to suck out, you know, put in a plastic bag and suck out the air. Do you guys do that? Where you suck out all the air from the Ziploc bag? I mean, I'm sure you could, we're supposed to be eating less bread anyway, so I guess does this even matter? Now, remember, microwaving is not irradiation, okay? All right, so, you know, don't worry that your foods are getting radiated off. All right, well, pretty cool stuff. What was that story where somebody had left his McDonald's out for a couple years and it looked the same? The fries? I mean, the preservatives and the McDonald's, was it a Happy Meal? I need to look that up. That was a great story. Somebody just, I think it was 2 years that the Happy Meal looked the same. Oh, that's crazy stuff. Okay. Oh, we got to get to all these stories real quickly. Okay, let me see. Ginseng has been used in Chinese herbal medicine to help impotence. All right. I guess rather than Viagra, if most of us can't pay for it, South Korean study found men with erectile dysfunction improved their performance in the bedroom by taking ginseng. Does that not ginseng? They're saying Yeah, okay, good. It is ginseng. That was a misspelled word. Okay, I was ready to try to, you know, mock my way through this, acting like it was a whole new herb that I knew everything about. I was like, I don't know what ginseng is. These guys have to stop the typos. Ginseng. Okay, so ginseng may actually help with erectile dysfunction and impotence. We'll talk about that in the next hour. Also, we're going to talk about this new stomach pump. That I don't think I like this idea, where basically it sucks 30% of food from the stomach before it gets digested. So people that want to feel like they ate but don't take in the calories can then lose weight. To me, this mimics bulimia, which is people eating and then trying to vomit and purge. So they have the sensation and the satisfaction of eating, but then they throw the food up. But what I guess the pump does is it prevents you from having to vomit, hurt your fingers, hurt your teeth. It's called an A-tube. Why don't we talk about that also in the next section? Because I kind of want to describe this to you. These scientists are pretty excited about this. Now, they say 4 cans of pop a day raises depression risk by 30%. Now, some of you are like, all right, I don't drink 4 cans. You may. You guys have heard of the Big Gulp, right? How many cans does it take to fill a Big Gulp? And what if you have a couple of those a day? You know, I got a lot of my truckers. Some of them don't drink coffee. They need to drink some soda with caffeine to stay awake and keep themselves alert while they drive. Very easy to get 4 cans of soda. They say a study has linked soft drinks to depression. This isn't the first time. But what's really cool is how coffee has the opposite effect. They looked at 265,000 men and women aged 50 to 71. 10 years into the study, the volunteers were asked if they had been diagnosed with depression in the previous 5 years. Those who drank more than 4 cans of soft drink a day were 30% more likely to have had depression than those who drank none. Now, is it the sugar high? Well, they say also with diet drinks. The sweetener aspartame could also do it. So even diet drinks, caffeine-free drinks. Now, the study said that those who had 4 cups of coffee a day were 10% less likely to become depressed than non-coffee drinkers. Now, coffee is stimulating, but I got to tell you, I mean, like when my husband goes through his caffeine withdrawal mid-afternoon, I flee. I love my husband, but, you know, when he has his coffee in the morning and then by 2, 3 in the afternoon, I'm like, all right, see ya. Love ya, but I'll see you when you get more caffeine. So I think sometimes the caffeine withdrawal can hurt, but I gotta tell you, he's a happy boy in the morning when he gets his caffeine. I mean, you know, these soda drinks and these sugary drinks, I mean, they are the devil. But oh my gosh, a bottle of Coca-Cola. Oh, speaking of Coca-Cola, this is interesting. They say Coca-Cola can actually be used to stop stomach blockages. The doctors are using Coca-Cola. They're not bringing up Pepsi, RC, no mug root beer, but they're saying Coca-Cola is being favored over surgery with a success rate of more than 90%, according to researchers from Athens University. They say Coca-Cola, along with Diet Coke and Coke Zero, have chemical ingredients that work the same way as gastric acid, and the carbonation helps move everything along. So for some of us that get stomach blockages where fruits don't digest or certain foods don't digest, it could cause bowel obstruction. Doctors usually have to go in sometimes with surgery or an NG tube. They say Coca-Cola doesn't cure you completely, but it helps things pass. But don't get depressed. All right, guys, don't go away. We got a lot more to talk about today. 1-877-DOC-DALY.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of of 40 cloves of garlic. Aloe C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Aloe C. For more information and to order Aloe C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Aloe C today.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.